USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote, and Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
As Japan prepares for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the State Department is warning Americans not to travel to the East Asian country. A fourth COVID-19 surge is to blame. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
One of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After publicly saying Arizona's audit of the 2020 election results was a political stunt, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs was removed by lawmakers from her ability to defend election lawsuits. The duty was transferred to Attorney General Mark Brnovich through the end of the 2023 fiscal year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
This day in history, Flash, 1897. The first copies of the classic vampire novel, Dracula, by Irish writer Bram Stoker, appear in London bookshops. Stoker would go on to publish 17 novels in all, but it was his 1897 novel, Dracula, that eventually earned him literary fame. Flash, 1927. Henry Ford and his son Edsel drive the 15 millionth Model T Ford out of their factory, marking the famous automobile's official last day of production. Flash, 1907.
American opportunity has no limits, has been known to knock more than once. How about you very young people who see a tough life ahead? But when Lee surrendered to Grant at Appomattox, Booker T. Washington was a 9-year-old slave. Yet by the time he was 28, he became president of Tuskegee Institute. And at 8, Charles Lindbergh was flying a kite, wondering how it'd feel to be up that high. At 9, Burt Bacharach was thinking the piano lessons that never end. How many of you are pushing 50 and complaining that the country is going to... Crispus Attucks was in his 40s when he died on State Street in Boston, fighting for the freedom that we share. And John F. Kennedy was 44 when he asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Actor John Wayne, an icon of the American West, is born in Winterset, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.